What the fuck? Are you serious? What the fuck?
Welcome back to Wednesday What the Fucks, everyone. It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been. But I'm very happy this week because I've had to do zero prep work.
Yes. Are you still happy, though, seeing the content?
Not. Look, I don't think I had a little bit of a glaze over the info. I don't think I needed the video. I think I painted it after a mental image myself. And then after seeing the video, I was correct. I did not need to see it. So thank you, Moons, for that. Moons has sent this one in for if anyone wants to get at me for just talking about weird shit. This comes from Moons.
Mm-hmm.
Blame him.
I'll second that.
So he sent me through some screenshots, so I assume I'll just go through them in order.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. Take a deep breath, everyone. The title of this article: man arrested for allegedly eating train crash victim's leg.
I don't know why it's funny, but it is.
I'm only just reading this little bit under the title that I hadn't previously read. No word yet on how Dr. Lecter prepared this particular dish.
Dr. Lecter. That in itself is funny.
Oh, here we go.
Are they referring to Hannibal?
Yeah, correct. An Amtrak train in Southern California struck and killed a pedestrian last week, severing their leg from their body via the force of the impact. Then, reportedly, another person happened along the side of the impact and walked away with the severed leg and then eating it. Oh. People are wild.
Yeah, well.
The train impact happened, and I seem to go over the same points a few times, happened at an Amtrak station in Wasco, California, just northwest of Bakersfield. The hungry passerby, now in custody, has been charged with removing evidence from the scene.
Is that it?
I don't know about you, but I feel like there should maybe be a different charge on that list. Sure, removing evidence, whatever, but did they miss the part where he allegedly ate another human being?
Yeah, well, yeah, cannibalism is it's definitely illegal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Officials said the man who allegedly removed evidence from the Amtrak station on Friday was identified as 27-year-old Rosendo Tellez.
Mm.
Deputies said they learned that Tellez allegedly removed evidence, a leg, from the scene. A crew laying concrete outside of the station reported seeing a horrifying sight. This is a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure from where, but he walked this way and he was waving a person's leg. And then he started chewing on it over there. He was biting it and he was hitting it against the wall and everything, said Jose Ibarra, a worker who saw the incident. End of article.
That's all.
That is all.
That's all she wrote. And we did watch the video.
Yeah. Old mate is indeed munging on a leg.
Yeah, he's chewing on it. Yeah. It's a bit going on.
It's, yeah. No good.
No.
Like, I know it shouldn't matter, but I'm more upset that it was raw.
Well, I'd be more upset if he was cooking it.
I'd be less upset if he cooked it, I think.
I could put it down to drugs or something. He just picked up a leg and said, oh, I don't know, that tastes like. Good on you, mate, you're fried. But if he's like put the thought into it, to take it home, season it nicely, bleed it, maybe dry age it for a couple of days.
No, like it's a leg that's just been blasted off a human by a train. Still and he's warm. Just picked it up and started chewing on it.
Have a go at this.
What the fuck?
To be fair, I don't know how easy it would be to bite through human skin.
Not very easy.
Like to take a chunk out.
No.
I don't think it'd be that easy.
No, it'd be shit ass.
Yeah. Can't be good.
I haven't put that much thought into it, to be honest.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, you bite your sister or your brother when you're a kid.
Mike Tyson bit someone's ear off.
Yeah, ears are very...
With a mouth guard in.
Ears are thin.
He probably tore it off more than bit it off.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not great white sharks. We shouldn't be eating people.
No, just don't eat each other.
It seems to be a common trend with Wednesdays. Just don't be a shit cunt.
Don't be a shit cunt. Don't eat your fellow human beings.
Mm. Imagine being the family of said person whose leg got blown off by a train and then just saying, oh, can you ID this leg? Why is there tooth marks in it?
Why is there chunks being bitten out of it? Oh, old mate over there. It's a funny story, actually.
It was so hungry.
What? Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. At what point of hunger do you eat people? Like, we're talking, like, weeks and weeks without food, yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you ever see that plane crash movie, Alive? It's an old movie.
No.
It's about this football team that crashes in the Andes.
Oh, they it's a true story. They remade it.
Yeah, I think it's recently. Now called Society of the Snow.
No, it's a series, I think. Is it a series?
No.
About the football team, girls' football team.
No, it's a men's.
Crashes the fucking plane.
This one's a men's football team.
Oh, they've redone it on Netflix or something with chicks.
Yeah, they redid the movie with another movie.
It's called Hornets. Fuck.
Bumblebees. Bumblebees.
Something.
That's Transformers, man.
Cassid, no. It's something to do with wasps or something like that.
Might be a different story.
No, it's exactly the same. Plane crashed on a trip.
There's been more than one plane crash.
No, but on a trip with the soccer team.
Well,
but it was
maybe
chicks.
It's based on the same thing. But this is a true story. Like thing actually.
Yeah, that's what this is based on.
There's an old movie called Alive. There's a new movie on Netflix. It's called Society of the Snow or something along those lines.
Mm.
And yeah, they had to eat each other.
Same as
to
it.
Survive. Like they didn't kill each other and eat each other.
No,
like
no,
if someone died.
Yeah, they ate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google it because I think it's the exact same thing, eh?
Damien was telling me about it on the way home from Mount Beauty, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said parts of it are like real graphic.
Are they?
Yeah. I think it's I'm pretty sure it's in Spanish and it's got subtitles. The new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing the old one when I was little and, yeah, people eating each other and shit. It's weird.
Yeah, not good, eh? So, yeah, so all that's come up is the Society of the Snow.
Yep.
Was it a soccer team?
Uruguayan football team. So, yeah, I'm assuming soccer. Uruguay would be soccer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's based off the same story and they've just changed it a little bit.
I'm just trying to Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, Yellow
I've
Jackets.
I've seen that come up.
I was sort of right. It was wasps and bees, but fuck.
Yellow Jackets are wasps.
Yeah. So
is that the same
it says thing? It says Yellow Jackets is not entirely based on a true story, but it does resemble the real life Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the same. Yeah. Same one. Yeah. I'm not sure the time frame. Like, I'm not sure how long it took them to start eating other people.
Hopefully a long time.
I think so, yeah. Hmm. I mean, you'd probably do it. If it was life and death, you'd probably do it. Do you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, I probably would.
It's hard to say.
Mate, I've eaten that much shit that you shouldn't eat. That I think wouldn't faze me too much. Like if I was on a plane, normal plane, going to Queensland.
Yeah.
80 people I don't know, I'd eat one of them.
Yeah.
If it was someone I knew, I wouldn't be eating them. Although yeah. Ox, he'd have some good roasts. you'd have a go at a couple of roasts, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Nah, yeah. I don't know. But, like, someone's just been hit by a train. No.
No, probably not chewing absolutely on their not. Probably not chewing on their leg.
Absolutely not. I'll probably go to the bakery, get a pie or a salad roll.
Yeah, he's had to be cooked, surely. Mm-hmm. Had to be.
Shout out Lawsy. Lawsy just liked the post.
Oh, nice.
Good on you, Lawsy.
Good on you, Lawsy. She'll get it back on.
Yeah, she'll have to come back on, won't she? Definitely.
Yeah, we're overdue for a guest, actually.
Probably 8 months overdue for a guest.
Yeah.
But we don't have that many friends.
No.
You know?
No. People don't actually like us. So.
No, not really. Yeah. No. Which I like it that way.
Yeah.
Don't have too much interruption to your daily routine.
No. People aren't ringing you.
Unless you choose it.
People aren't calling you. No messages. It's great.
If my phone rings, I panic. Oh, that's work.
Yeah, that's got to be bad news. Because people don't ring me just
to talk.
Can't
be a friend just saying, "Hey, go on. This will be work." But yeah. Fucking weird, eh? Imagine being there working on the concrete
and somebody just
grabbed a leg. Well,
first, I wonder if they saw the...
I was going to say, first of all, that would be traumatic.
I wonder if they saw the person get hit or if they just saw old mate running around with a severed leg chewing on it.
Dude, I got a leg.
Fuck.
What would be worse? Hobo bin, 44-gallon drum fire.
Well, do you reckon this guy has just dived on this severed leg thinking he'd hit the jackpot, hoping no one else saw it first? Like, fuck, better grab that and run off with it before someone pinches it first.
He's like Beauty, meat stock. Like, how good's this?
Oh, dude, mate, no one's fighting you for that.
No.
It's not a fucking foul ball baseball that's gone into the crowd.
No.
No one's fighting you for it.
Hey, put that right back. Just put it back. People need that.
Well, I don't think.
Imagine if
be fair, I don't think old mate needs
it. Imagine if the person lived. He's like, hey, where's me Luke? It's been munged on.
Yeah, there's less of it than there was.
You're going to need a lot of rehab because a lot of muscle tissue is gone.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, thanks for that, Moons.
Moons, yeah, that's weird.
That is weird.
How do you stumble upon them?
I think Reddit is just a place full of fuckery.
I've been on Reddit a lot for car problems, do-it-yourself stuff around the house, basically. Reddit has a lot of good articles.
I've never been on Reddit.
Obviously, I don't have a Reddit account. Or we wouldn't have so much trouble. But a lot of the things now that you type in, whether it's how do I fix a fucking Canon printer that's not doing this, there's a Reddit article on fucking everything.
Yeah, okay.
And some of them are pretty good because they've like pinned comments.
Yeah.
So the top one that has the most likes will be the fucking absolute top thing. See. It's like, all right, so what you want to do with the Canon is... there's a little part in there and that'll be the issue, mate. Yeah. If you swap that and you go, oh, fuck, he was dead right. Hey,
shut up.
He was dead right, or King George Oleando, I don't know, fucking whatever. Yeah, so I don't mind it for that shit, but I didn't know there was dark stuff on there.
Yeah, I think there's a whole, I think there's a fair bit of weird shit on Reddit.
Should be called Blacket.
Should be called just...
don't.
Fuckery.com, I don't know.
E-fucked.
Nah.
Did you ever get on that?
Oh, no, I haven't been on that. I've seen things from that, which is no good.
Oh, Puddin' Guts used to like it.
Yeah?
Puddin' Guts Shugs. Yeah, he used to like a bit of efuck.com. He used to go, you seen this?
Nah.
You want to watch it? Nah.
No, definitely not.
Pain Olympics. You seen the Pain Olympics shit?
I think so, yeah.
It's like chiseling half their fingers off and shit.
Yeah, no good.
No, just don't.
No, I've seen some of that shit. Like,
if they did it now, they'd be millionaires.
People stopping on... standing on top of trains and then just like
grabbing the power lines, yeah,
just getting exploded.
See you later.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen beheadings on there. Oh, it's not good.
No, shouldn't exist.
It's a dark hole because it's one of the, it's that thing where you know you don't want to watch, you know.
Mm.
But when you're younger, I'm different now. When I was younger, you'd get caught in this black hole of I shouldn't watch this. This is bad. But you're intrigued. So
then you're like, I wonder how bad this can get.
Not even, just like intrigued about shit. Like I watched probably 3 or 4 videos of people in police interrogation rooms knocking themselves off.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't look real. Like it looks like a movie that shouldn't be held, but it's dead set real. Like beheadings and shit, you still think it's fake. Now, if Cass goes, I want to watch a horror, I'm like, I'm not watching that before bed. I'm not watching crime series before bed.
Yeah.
Because I don't like going to bed thinking about what if some gremlin did that to my kids.
Yeah.
So I just don't like it. I watch something that makes me feel good before bed, but I'm not watching anything that makes me go, I won't watch crime, I won't watch supernatural shit, and I won't watch anything like murder. You know, there's like 11 series on Netflix about murderers.
Yeah.
I won't watch them. Sorry, not doing it because I don't want to go to bed feeling shit.
Yeah. I don't.
They're intriguing.
I watch a fair bit of serial killer stuff and I enjoy the process on how they got caught.
Mm.
That's the part
where they fucked up. See, that's bad. That's a red flag. You're going to kill people. You're learning. They're always learning, these people. He's learning how to get away with it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Learning what not to do.
Yeah.
No, I find it intriguing.
They are.
How the smallest thing can just...
It's one little slip most of the time.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time what I've watched, it comes back to them almost reliving or trying to relive something that gives them away.
Mm.
But I couldn't. It's interesting. I could kill someone. But it'd have to be a circumstance where they were doing something very, very wrong.
What's wrong with me?
To someone that I really really loved. I wouldn't go get a homeless person and kill them because I wanted to know what killing someone was like.
No, fuck no. That's like just weird shit.
But if someone fucked with my family, oh yeah, I'd kill them. 100%. But I wouldn't then.
No one.
I wouldn't then go back to where I hid the body and be like, "Oh, yeah, it was so fucking good."
Gonna wear their skin as a suit.
Oh, I just bludgeoned him, and I'm just reliving it now, and it's getting me going. No, I wouldn't be like that. No. I'd be on the phone to the cops, going, "Oh, I just killed this bloke. Why? What happened? I came into my house, he was trying to do this. I've just fucked him up. He's dead."
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Oh shit, Sean. Yeah, no. Oh shit, right.
Correct.
Come and help me, please." But yeah, no, I can't get into it, eh? Even the bloke that I did EMDR with, he did a lot of stuff with serial killers, pedophiles, etc. And he goes, it is intriguing and interesting to get into their mind because they don't actually see a fault in it.
Yeah.
Like they don't think they're doing anything wrong.
Even when you watch like interviews, like interrogation room interviews, they just talk about it so matter of fact.
Mm.
Like, oh, yeah, I killed her and then I did this, that. And like it's something they do on the regular, which, you know.
The thing that gets me is the smirking here and there, like the smiling or the like that. Didn't tried to struggle a bit, but she didn't win. And you're like,
it's weird, isn't it?
What cunt? No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I get the intrigue of it.
Yeah.
I've always been psychology, love it. Yeah. Love figuring out what makes people tick. But that's a different ball game.
Mm.
And I don't think I could ever sit there with a pedophile or something like that and be like, no, that's fine, mate. Like, that's okay.
Nah, yeah,
I'd be like, hey?
Yeah. You did what now?
Hey? Right, eh? Now fuck off.
Yeah.
Then we go, I don't know what I did.
Oh, you know what you did, mate.
Yeah. Not about it. But there's got to be something to it. There has to be. Because there'd be one if there was nothing to it.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, it's...
Hundreds, thousands. Every culture, every race.
Can't... What causes it? Like, what causes the one in fucking 1,000 human...
I don't know.
To just have a fucking switch in
No filter. Like, is it undiagnosed Asperger's or something like that?
I don't know.
Or is it a... I don't know. Autism,
I'm assuming
Asperger's, like, all that stuff is a different thought process.
I'm assuming in years to come...
We'll have another doubt.
Yeah. They'll work out why people are like that. There'll be medication to stop people being like that.
I think it's a lot on the parents too, which, you know, hear me out for a second before you crack it
out. Well, there's not... I think you'd struggle to find a serial killer that hadn't had
trauma. Yeah. But even on parents with that sort of stuff, we're all in denial. Everyone wants to see their kids as being beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah.
So you see the beauty, even if there's 10 bad things,
you see
the one good one and you go, no, they're okay because of this one thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh no, he was always such a sweet little boy.
Yeah.
He killed cats though.
Yeah, he killed some kittens a few times, but he was beautiful. Like Christmas morning, he'd wait. No, come on.
Yeah.
Like at some point, you got to go. All right, you're fucked up, bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's got to be. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Mm.
What is it? I'd love to know that answer. I think trauma plays much more of a part in our whole lives than what we've ever given it credit for.
Yeah.
100%.
I'll be on board with
your first 6 years is development years. That's what everyone says. If you have a parent die after 6 years old, you still have their traits into adulthood.
Yeah.
Because it takes 6 years to learn the traits and absorb the traits.
Yeah, okay.
So even if you were six, you barely remember a fucking thing from said parent that passed away. You'll get to 30 and you might not have seen family for 20 years. And they go, geez, that's exactly what your fucking mum did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what your dad did.
Yes.
But before six is all the whole development stage. So if you've got fucking shit going on from newborn to 6 years old, it's just casserole fuckery.
Yeah.
Your brain's cactus.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd put a lot down to trauma.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon there's a lot of similarities in the like upbringings of serial killers.
It's not often that you go, this serial killer was grade A student.
Yeah.
Parents married, loved each other, date night every fucking Friday.
I reckon you'd struggle.
Even if it is that. You'd
struggle to find one.
Even if it is that, it's like the babysitter that they hired 2 days a week used to torment the kids. Like,
yeah, right,
there's something going on. Yeah, happy 100%. Home doesn't happen.
100%.
Anyway, Moons, don't send shit like that in no more.
Yeah, we'll look into it and we'll nut it out.
We'll
fix it.
Eventually we'll have the Hazard and Horns University for...
Oh, shit. I'm in trouble now.
You better answer it.
That's all right. Bring it back.
He doesn't want the spray on the mics. He fucking told me you'd be fucking... All right, there you go. Anyway, Hazard's got to go. It's date night. They're going to play Stratego. If you haven't played Stratego before, play it. It's fucking greatest game ever. Set you back about a 50 at Games World. And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you can't wait to get into it.
You actually need to play it tonight. And then next time we record, you have to bring it back.
Might not play it tonight, but we will play it.
Well, just play it before the next episode.
Okay.
And then bring it back on the next episode because I actually love it.
Okay, cool. We'll do.
And the last one I bought got taxed.
Oh, really?
So if you tax, I'm going to come after. But anyway, we got to go. Hazard's in trouble. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Don't eat other people's legs.
Don't eat other people's
Even
legs.
Even if they're dead and they don't need them anymore, don't eat them.
Yeah. Go get a slice of ham from
Devon. Go get some drumsticks from KFC.
Get a fucking smiley face. Devon.
You're talking about the cookies from the fucking bakery. A couple of jelly beans, a couple of Smarties.
Smiley face meat. That's sprinkles. Devon, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, like, comment, subscribe. Bloody tell your mates. Get on the hazardandhornstore.com.au. Buy some shit. What else?
If you got any more light-hearted what the fuck stuff,
good what send the fucks. That in.
Yeah,
you can have good what the fucks.
Yeah, exactly.
You absolutely can.
Exactly, because I don't want to have to do the work. Like, help me out. Help a brother out.
Anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to hear from you all again. And hope you have a great week and a safe week. And we'll see you hopefully next Sunday.
See you when we're bloody looking at you.
Take it sleazy, you bastards.